Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three suspects in custody in this morning's shooting of an Illinois State Police trooper that left that trooper in very critical condition. Meanwhile, the effort to take a fourth suspect, we believe, into custody continues at the home in the Metro East, we believe, in East St. Louis. KMOX's Brad Choate is back from the scene, and he joins me in studio. It was a very active scene at one point, a lot going on out there.
That's right, Carol. This morning, you know, before daybreaks when this all went down with the shooting, shots were exchanged, we understand, between a SWAT team and somebody inside the house. We understand at least two people were taken into custody, and then the possibility of a third being still in the home, even at this point. Now, I just left the scene less than 30 minutes ago, and an olive green, unmarked, military-style armored vehicle turned onto the street. So I don't know if that's the next plan in their tactical operations.
And we do know that you heard, and also KMOX's Brian Kelly heard, several pops at the scene. Not exactly sure what those were, but definitely something fired from law enforcement.
From the outside, inside is what we anticipate, that it was might have been a tear gas canister or something like that. But when I was out there, the two shots were fired within seconds of each other. So,
what are neighbors saying?
The neighbors are confused. They just want to know what happened. Is there still somebody in there? Some are saying at the scene they don't think that there is still somebody in there, and maybe they're waiting till sundown to finally go in, that sort of thing. They're wondering if it was an innocent man that maybe somebody just ran into his home. I heard that theory out there, too. So, you know, right now with police not saying much, hopefully we'll get that cleared up when they have their news conference.
Are neighbors just out in the street? What does it look like out there?
They're keeping them over a block's distance away. There's two churches that separate, two church grounds, and they have the yellow police tape around those entries to those churches, and they can go to the street that way. And so they're keeping them across the street from there, but there's a lot there on bicycles. There's a few in cars and a few people just wandering out of their homes, just kind of making an afternoon of it.
Describe the home in itself.
It was hard to see from where, my vantage point,
okay.
But we did have some binoculars, and we could see that there was a white door, it appeared, that had been taken off and was out in front of the home in the driveway. But as far as, you know,
the one-story home, it's a, yeah.
We couldn't see, you know, any bullet marks from where we were at or anything like that.
KMOX's Brad Choate was live at the scene today where that standoff continues at this hour. Brad, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We also are standing by for a news conference at St. Louis University Hospital. That is where the 33-year-old trooper was taken. He's a 10-year veteran of the force, a native of Waterloo, Illinois.